Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's the Rascals bringing us back. 17 till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Jim Cantarucci, the author of Personal Brilliance, Mastering the Everyday Habits That Create a Lifetime of Success, and your leadership circle, Excellence in Leadership. EL Circle, is that it?
Yeah, for emerging leaders.
Which, of course,
is everyone, isn't it?
Right, exactly. So Jim is doing a great job out there helping people to grow their leadership skills, to find their way and find out what they need to work on. And we've been talking about, Jim brought up the concept of ambiguity, and which is basically, the can of worms that we often find ourselves opening up every day when we open the doors of our businesses. You know, Jim, we got customers, they're throwing us curveballs. We got employees who are throwing us curveballs. We got vendors who don't do what they say they're going to do. We got the government, you know, sending us all kinds of little love letters from time to time. That's a lot of ambiguity, isn't it?
Let's just go back to bed, Jim.
No kidding.
Well, yeah, we deal with that all the time. And then here's an interesting aspect. I think many times the small business owner is a lone wolf type.
Mm-hmm.
And we tend to hold it all in.
Yep.
And when we hold it all in and we aren't communicating, especially in a time of ambiguity, that's when we really get into trouble.
Yep. And because other people show up just like we do, we have good employees, faithful, dedicated people. We know they care about us and their job. But because they show up every day, I think sometimes we think that they are as good at this as we are. I actually think sometimes we think they know what we haven't told them.
Right, exactly. Right, they read our minds.
Yeah, exactly. The mind mail thing, and you know what? Sometimes the really good ones do, but most of them don't, and that does get us into trouble, doesn't it? Because then we get upside down with our people.
Yeah, it certainly does, and we need everybody on the same page, and that means dealing with the not knowing. Dealing with the things that are up in the air that might cause you to worry. And our first inclination, I think, is, well, let's not bother everybody. Let's keep them busy and working and productive.
Right.
I don't want to bother them with all this. Well, guess what? In that vacuum that you create by not communicating at that time, that vacuum gets filled. And the question is, why aren't we as a leader there with our message and our information, in fact, sometimes consoling people during that time of ambiguity? Why leave it to chance of what's going to fill that vacuum? That's not leadership.
Well, something is going to fill. There are no vacuums.
Exactly
because,
right.
Because something's going to get filled, and it's going to be a fear. They're going to be fearful because they can see what's going on your forehead.
Sure. Let's take an example. Let's say we're making some kind of a change in our organization, a market, customer, whatever caused it, but there could be a slight tweak to one person's job function, right?
Mm-hmm.
That could be in that vacuum, that could be turned in, we're going to have layoffs, right?
Right.
And you don't even know that's happening. And so if we're not communicating, if we're not in that leading during that time of ambiguity, it could spin out of control. My business mentor, I know you know him, Nito Cobain, says, mm-hmm. When we look at things, we need to think about what's the best thing that could happen, what's the worst thing that could happen, and then what's the most likely thing that could happen. And we need to be there communicating in that likelihood area, which means we're communicating about probabilities,
right.
A lot of unknowns. It takes some work, but that's what we need to do as a leader.
You know, the closest thing that I've come to this in a long time was in December of 08. Remember what was going on in December of 08?
Mm-hmm.
We didn't know what was going to happen. We didn't know how ugly things were going to get, right? Millions of people were being laid off, and the stock market had fallen through the roof, through the floor, et cetera, et cetera. And I could tell that my little shop was, there's a little anxiety in my little shop here.
Mm-hmm.
And I had not really talked about it much with them. And I after a while, I realized that I probably needed to go talk to everybody. So I got everybody together, and I said, okay, guys, we're in a recession. This is my seventh one. I don't know where we're going. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know how bad it's going to get. All I can tell you is this is my seventh recession in my career, and I made it through all the others okay.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all I can tell you is that's my track record, and we'll just have to see what happens. And just saying that, it was almost like a big weight was lifted off of everybody, and we all went back to work.
Right. And see, just by taking that action, Jim, what you show people is that you actually care. And our job is to care for these people. And by showing that, even showing some vulnerability, not having all the answers, mm-hmm. but just being there at that moment sends that message. And that's what we need to hear as human beings,
and
to know that we're not alone.
And we need to hear that from our leaders.
Yes.
Don't never underestimate the power that you have with your people, of them looking up to you and saying, it's a parental thing, isn't it, in a way?
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
mm-hmm.
if people work for you, if you started the company, you're supposed to have more answers than they do. They need to believe that their daddy can, or their mama can go out and whip whatever's coming at them.
Right, and in our example from earlier, if I say there's a 95% chance that there's not going to be any changes to jobs whatsoever, here's the only area where there might be, and I'm going to talk to you all the way along the line so that you're up to speed,
mm-hmm.
that's huge. Mm-hmm. It makes a big difference.
Absolutely, folks. So talk to your people, and that also demonstrates to them what leaders do as they become leaders themselves. Ten Tail, right back with Jim Cantarucci. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Oh, Lord, stuck in a low-die again.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.